Welcome to a bonus episode of the Strong Starts podcast with your hosts, Jessica Whitehead and Sarah Gerber-Kai. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a bonus episode of the Strong Starts podcast. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and following us on social media. You can find us on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at Strong Starts Podcast.
Yes, hello and welcome. Today we have a special guest. Lindsay Webb is one of the general education teachers of the student we discussed in episode 2. A listener requested that we ask her about her experience with a student, and she agreed to come on the show. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me.
So Lindsay, thank you for being here. We were just wondering or hoping to be able to get your perspective on some of the things happening in education right now. And I know that you do a lot of balancing the needs of many students in your classroom. And what are some of the challenges that you're facing right now as a teacher, having to balance the needs of one student with the diverse needs of a whole classroom?
Yeah, I think right now it's really challenging because historically, maybe there was only a couple of students who really had needed those behavior supports. And now there can be a lot more, which can be challenging. And some of those needs require extra supports or accommodations that are more than typically I'm used to. They're, you know, more specific. And it just makes it really hard when you've got such unique needs from so many students and then everyone else that you're also trying to teach at the same time. Sometimes those kids feed off of each other. So one student needs the quiet, peaceful, calm environment. And then another student has big feelings and is loud, and that sets the kids off. And so that can be really challenging because it is such a diverse group of kids that we're getting in our classrooms lately.
When you have to respond to behavior in the classroom setting, I'm sure there's some obstacles you face. So what are those challenges that you face when you are responding to those big behaviors that pop up?
I think it's hard to address because, again, like I said, there's such unique needs. And it's hard when this student needs this type of response. And, you know, here's the plan for this kiddo. It can be really hard to manage all those pieces. Sometimes I feel like, you know, those movies or books where, you know, the characters are going through a maze or like some kind of a trap. And if they take one wrong step, it's just going to, you know, the alarms are going to be set off or they're going to fall down or, you know, whatever. Sometimes I feel like you're walking on those eggshells of trying to figure out what's going to work and what's not. And some days this worked great, you know, maybe for a day, a week, a couple months. And then all of a sudden, nope, that's not going to work anymore. And so really trying to be flexible and constantly adapting as much as, you know, it's great that we have such wonderful supports in our building, but it's still challenging and exhausting. I can't imagine how you guys feel on that. And, you know, you guys are feeling it too.
Well, no, it's a huge ask of teachers right now. And Lindsay, I know you've been in education a while. How long have you been teaching?
This will be 17 years.
Wow. 15,
yeah, 15 at our current school. And then I also subbed for 2 years in the area. Yeah, 17
okay.
years. And it's still tough, even for like a veteran teacher right now. I'm constantly having to learn and adjust my practices and what's worked for me. You know, I feel like my toolbox is pretty big, but there's still times where I'm like, yeah, I have no idea. Help.
Yeah. No, totally. Yeah. Do you recall any of those particular changes you've had to make to your practice or mindset or anything?
Yeah, I feel like really having to meet students where they're at has been very different recently. What would have been my typical expectations of students in the past, and I really just had to learn to let that go. And that to some degree, what we expect of students is on a spectrum. And, you know, I might expect most of my class, you know, let's go back to the carpet area and listen to a story. But this student, nope, it's going to have to be okay that student, you know, stays at their desk. And hopefully I can still meet them on some level, but that I can't necessarily push a student when they're not ready and really focusing on building that relationship to meet their needs. Yeah, it just, that was a big one, a big stretch where, you know, it's okay that this is their response right now, but it's what they need, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
It makes perfect sense. I mean, being in the classroom for
almost the same amount of time, you find yourself constantly having to change and you think, oh, I'm going to come in this year and I'm going to do it this way. And the students very quickly teach you that you're going to have to do something different. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard. Have you always been able to be so willing to change your ways? Because I know that was hard for me at the beginning.
To think that I was like always open to new ideas or new ways of approaching certain students. So I hope so. But I feel like it's just become more prevalent in the last few years. But I've also realized that this isn't working. And I've tried all my tools and I've gone to my teammates and, you know, sought out suggestions. And if it's not enough, like, I've just accepted the fact that I just need to keep asking and keep talking to people and I'm tapping into the resources that we have and just, okay, this is what we're going to try next. And it's out of my control, which is hard. But in the end, I want my student to be successful. And that impacts not only my student, but the rest of the class and my day. And so it's better for everyone if we can all be successful. And of course, that's not going to happen all of the time. But in the long run, it's going to be, you got to keep going until you find something that actually works.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And so what impacts have you seen, if any, to the changes that you've made?
I feel like I have a better understanding of students who have faced traumas and how that, as much as, again, I wish I could control that they're able and ready to learn, that's just not always going to be the case. It's reiterated how important building relationships is, and I need them to know that they're safe. And for some of these kids, my job is to love them. And that has been really eye-opening.
So with the one student in particular that we discussed, you had to make a lot of changes that year. What kind of impact did that make on your practice moving forward?
I think one of the big impacts was learning to really talk with the families about what works for them. And I mean, as bad as this sounds, I don't know every student in the building. And something as simple as correcting a behavior in a way that I think is appropriate, like, hey, no, we don't do that. You know, we don't splash water in the bathroom. But this particular student taught me, like, I don't know that student on a personal level. And I need to make sure that I'm always speaking in a very positive, respectful way to other students because I don't know them and how they might react. Was a really big thing with him of how he perceived correction. And that really stuck with me down the road. And so now when I engage with kids I don't know, I'm very aware of how I'm speaking to them so that they don't, you know, go into that defensive mode. And I think that's something that sometimes we lose sight of as, you know, adults of like, hey, wait, you don't do this. Yeah. And we just sort of jump down, but not knowing the student and, you know, that might cause one student to just immediately start crying or freeze or blow up. You know, you never know. And so to make sure that when you're speaking to students that you don't know, to just make sure that you're respectful because you don't know how they're going to react. And that, I mean, there's lots of kids who might be impacted by that.
Yeah. Lindsay, something that really stood out to me that you said was you were talking about relinquishing some of the control because you just recognized things weren't working. And I know when Jessica and I have had the opportunity to go to other schools and talk to teachers, one thing that we hear a lot is that anxiety about letting go of that control. And what is something that maybe you could, any thoughts that you have for teachers who are struggling with relinquishing some of that control?
I think it really just, for lack of a better explanation, I feel like I had to sort of hit rock bottom to really just learn the hard way. Like, okay, this really is not working and I can't continue dealing with this on such a regular basis to the level that it was. And I needed help. So it's sort of, you know, you think of other situations in life where you hit rock bottom and you need help. I honestly felt that way. I needed to rely on my coworkers, you guys, and others to be able to come up with a system and a process where we could find that success. And I think once I sort of let that go, And it was like, oh, yeah, and I want this student to also find that success. That was really important to me because, you know, he was an awesome kiddo and he needed some help.
Yeah, for sure. And Lindsay, thank you so much for sharing with us. I know sometimes it's a vulnerable place to have to talk about your practice and your changes. And I am so thankful that we always get to have so many good discussions around that. And we really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Well, ditto. You guys are rock stars and, you know, you deal with this all day. So we appreciate you too.
Please. I don't think I say enough, Lindsay, how much I admire you. I really do. I'm not just saying it for the podcast. I really do admire you. So I appreciate this.
Yes.
Well, thank you all for joining us for our bonus episode. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and follow us at Strong Starts Podcast on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Until next time.
Bye, everyone.